Tonight's shiur, Simon Ayin Tes, Se'if Dalid through Tes. Se'if Dalid, Soyas Kele V'Chazir, the excrement of a dog or a pig. Im Nosan Behem Oiros, if it was used in tanning, if leather skins were placed in the tzaya, then it stinks. Marchikin Mehem K'mo Mitzoyas Odom, then you have to distance from it the way you would from human excrement. But if not, then the feces of a dog or a pig are no different than any other animal, domesticated, wild, or bird. There's no requirement to distance from them. If it doesn't have a bad smell. If it does have a bad smell, then we will treat it like human soil. Mr. Bura Sif Katan Chaf Beis from Yesh Behem Vechudel. If it has a bad smell, then it's like soil. What's the limit to say? Im Yadinan, if we know Sheyesh Behem Reachra, that it has a bad smell, Al Mistama Ain Sarach Livdok Bazeh. But the assumption is that it does not have it, and you don't have to check. The Mistama Ain Behem Reachra. We don't consider that smell as a bad smell. Sif Katan Chaf Gimel Reachra. Reachra is a smell that causes people discomfort. There are things that naturally smell bad. You go on itra and ukadom, like kerosene or any other chemical like that. Mutter. There's no problem of saying brachas or davening in the presence of that smell. It's not called tsoya. Elamash nisrach machmas ipush. Only that which smells horrible as it rots. V'chein kosa b'sefer minchas shmuel, and so writes the sefer minchas shmuel. The Mechaber tells us that the only time we worry about the soya of a kelev is if you add leather to it to tan. Then you know it smells bad. But otherwise, we don't assume it smells bad. Sifkon chavdalt. Ketsoyas odom. If it has a bad smell, it's like tsoyas odom. What's the meaning to say? You'll have to distance yourself for amos from where the bad smell ends if it's behind you. And if it's in front of you, you can't see it. Perhaps, even if the smell goes away later, you still have to distance yourself. Since the status of tsoya occurred, the osur kemod Bitzaras Adam, and therefore it's forbidden, no different than human waste. The Magen Avraham disagrees with all this and decides, when you deal with the typical tzoya of an animal or bird, with the exception of those that we know have a terrible smell, that we'll discuss later on, even though it smelled bad when the animal defecated, it doesn't have such a bad smell. And it's not going to last. Therefore, it's not like tzoya. And you don't have to go away from it. Just where the smell ends. And that's the psak of the Magen Giborim as well. Derech HaChayim takes a different position. He says, the suffix alocha. When it comes to Shema, im karbatok dalat amos, and you said Shema with them four amos of tzoya of these animals. Chayz of a Koreh should say it again. Ubat tefillin shmona esrei yachsav yisbal dam shmona esrei again. The yas to make a tenai, make a condition. Im yotze shadei le nadova, if I was yotze before, there should be a nadova. If I wasn't yotze, this is my tefillah. I and Shem look over there. Feli nira, I think the in la hachma klali in tefillah, one does not have to be strict at all as far as shmona esrei. The harbe achroinim soivrim kamogen avram. Because many holy kamogen avram, that there's no concern of the smell. So here, if you take a look in Beralocha, Dinam Ketzoras Adam, Ayimish Nebur Masha Kasavnu, that Filim Patsik Arech Gamkin Osir, that according to the Mechaber's language, that if it has a Reach Ratz, Ketzoras Adam, so we say that even if the smell goes away, it's still Osir. Kasavti said, I wrote this, Mishum Dekivin the Mechaber's Sfirli, the Dinam Mamak Ketzoras Adam, because the Mechaber holds it's absolutely the same identical halacha of human waste. We'll learn this later in Simen Pei Beis, that it's arsu, even if the smell goes away, ayin sham. Koshkin b'tzoras chatul v'kol eil dvar muskarim b'sefei v'hala. So when you get to the tzoya of a cat or those animals mentioned in sefei, osur afil nirskarech achach, the isur tzoya would apply to their waste even if the smell goes away as well. V'chein kosa b'sefei v'halocha berura. And I found this in the sefei v'halocha berura too. U'mikol makol einam avur kol kach etzli darizeh, but I'm still not that clear about this. The ash does that kill me so much. Maybe it's less than true tzaya from a person. If you can imply this from the language of Chanarach, tzayas chamor haraka, he'll describe later the tzaya of a chamor that is soft. Mashma davka kishidain rak, imply that only when it's soft. But if it dries up later, mutter, after mitchila hoiserak, implying that even though at first it was asr because it was soft, if it dries later, it's mutter. So it can change. Maybe you could say that's not a good proof. He's just going to exclude if it started off dry. Then it wasn't soya at all. Which means if it dries later, it will be mutter. So the bottom line is, the Chafetz Chaim isn't absolutely sure about this nakuda. Do we say that once soya, it's always soya? Or do we say, while it smells bad, it's soy, but later on, if it loses the smell, it reverts back to being irrelevant? That's a shaila, it's a suffix, yes.
But by humans, if it were to dry,
it won't make a difference.
No
difference. Se'if, hey. So, as chamor harak, we begin now with the exceptions. We just finished saying, soya, behema, chayva, oaf, not a problem. Now we're going to start listing exceptions. Soya, chamor harak, la'acha, shabomi aderech. The soya of a donkey that's soft, after it's been working or coming from the road, v'tzeres chatul unemia, or the excrement of a cat or unemia, I think we say unemia is a martan, unevela masrachas, or a putrid carcass, dinam k'tzeres on, these have a din of tzeres. V'holich b'derech, a person's traveling, afal pishu roi tzeres behema k'negdo, if he sees ahead of him the animal waste, im ein hareach bolo, if he doesn't smell it, einu choshesh lemiyat, he doesn't have to worry about the minority possibility, the slois of a chamor, maybe it's a chamor. He can assume it's from a donkey, from an ox, he can assume it's from a horse, he doesn't have to assume it's from a donkey. Ubesamach le'ir, now the closer you get to the city, yesh oimim sheyesh lachush, there are those who say you do have to assume it's from a chamor, because the majority of animals in the city are chamor. Of course, it depends on where you are. Says in a place where chamor is the primary pack animal. When it comes to chamor, we assume it smells bad. So even if you come to a time when it doesn't smell bad, it's still aser. The havi k'tzoras odom, no different than tzoras of a person. Can kasa magen avram, v'ayim be'alocha. So writes the magen avram, l'kam be'alocha. So the tzor of a chamor, again, the specific is tzoya raka of the chamor, has the halacha of tzoya of a person with all the halachas of a chaka, and the mishtabur and be'alocha was clearing the shalom. What happens when it dries? At that point, does it lose it or not? Not clear. Se'evav. Yerushalmi says that not only is there a problem with the excrement of a chamor, there's also a problem with the urine of a chamor, and you cannot say shema or say brachas or daven in the presence of the urine of a chamor that came from the road. Ukneged soas tarnagolim aduma. Nor can you say shema or brachas when you're in the presence of the waste of the tarnagol that is red. Now you can look immediately in the Ber HaGoyal and he points out, some say the tarnagol is red, and some say that soya is red. What is the aduma going on? From the wording of the Mechaber, it's pashtus going on that soya. Because it was tarnagolim, it would have been adumim. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkar and Chavav. Aduma, milashonu mashma, from the language of Shulchan Aruch, it's singular. Shavatzalom means to say, shalafi shehi aduma hi mesrachas ma'od. When the tzoya is red, it smells terrible, and that's different than other colors. V'achronim kasvu, the achronim write, shehatana goylim adumim, that it is the hens or the chickens that are red. Humash HaKoyrin, we call that the English hen, Indic. Some would say the English hen refers to turkey. A turkey. There are those who disagree with this taich of English hen. But there's a din, what is the English hen that he's talking about? Kitzo asim esrachas mo'ot, but their waste stinks. Terrible smell. And therefore, you treat it like tzoyah. It's proper not to be a homeowner with turkeys running around, or this English hen, because you want to learn there, you want to say brachas there, especially the home of a tamachacham. He won't go without thinking and learning. So you want to have birds in your around your house, stay away from this red tarnagel. The Behalocha writes that Yishalmi Oyser Aduma, Ayin Mishnah Bruma Shakasavni and Tangolim Hagadoilim Shakorin Indik, O Velchshe Henu, Obider Chayimash,
a Welsh hen.
Welsh. Obider Chayimash, Vichim Blushal Tangolim, Tim Ovakar Negdo Yaksav Yiko, that if you went ahead and davened or said Shema in the presence, you'd have to repeat. Then Tfila Yasna, but Tfila, you have to make a Tanai. That in the Rishonim, it's not clear this halacha. Af Belul, even the halacha of the chicken coop, it's not that clear. That should be like so Adam. Now you have to be machmer. That's mechaber takes the strict view that treat it like so is Adam. Se'iv Zayin. When you have chickens that walk around your house and they leave behind waste, it's the same as the waste of Behemah Chai V'Of, that it's not a problem. But the coop where you keep the chickens, Yesh Bo Sirchon, really smells bad. That should have a halacha of Tsoa. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Zayin, Halacha Mabayis, your chickens that go around the house, even if the animals live, these chickens are feeding on grains, it could still be mekel. As long as you don't know for a fact that their waste smells bad. Now the hens that are incubating their eggs, we know that their tzoya at that time stinks terrible. Then we'll treat their tzoya like human tzoya in that period of time when they're sitting on their eggs. And the chicken coop smells bad. It's a small building. You make it for your ducks and chickens. Since there's an abundance of tzoya, it smells particularly bad. It's disgusting. Therefore, we treat it like tzoya of a human. The same is true of a pen for animals. Gamkin also is forbidden to daven and say brachas because of this reason. Look what it wrote in the Be'aloch about this.
What's the driving factor over here? It seems like if you have a little bit and it smells, it's okay, but if you have a lot of it and it smells, it's not good.
The driving factor is Reyach Ra, Shebnei Adam, Litzdarmi Osirach. That's the language of before. It's got to be something that really bothers you, and people weren't bothered. And okay, I had a I think I might have told you this, Maisa. My daughter goes to her husband saying Shabbos in a moshav. She calls me Erev Shabbos desperate. How do I say brachas over here? It stinks. The whole moshav stinks. There's cows, there's sheep, the place stinks. How do I make a bracha? How do you daven? So listen, the homo shav is there. They have a shul there. There's got to be something. You know. So they spoke to the baron there. They said, this isn't a bad smell. This isn't the smell they're talking about. And it's not true. We're not talking about smells from cows and sheep. Not even dogs. That's not chickens. That's not what we're talking about. Every homo shav smells like that. That doesn't bother people. We're city folk. So we get the slightest thing bothers us. That's not the Reach Shem Istarbo. The coop is worse. That's terrible. The chicken coop is bad.
You have the chicken coop, we have the chicken over there.
Yeah, it's, chicken is fine. Chicken coop, it's concentrated. It's concentrated.
That's what I was saying before.
But on the farm, there's no halacha against making a bracha on a farm. It'd be a chiddush to say a city person can't make a bracha on the farm, then, because then no one can visit the moshav. Everyone goes to visit these moshavs. So they have hotels there, house, whatever you go. So you can't make a bracha? Yeah, of course you make a bracha. Se'if ches. Aser likros keneged ashba shebei chava. You may not say bracha, say shema, in the presence of an ashba with a bad smell. Sifkon chav tes, shebei chava. The bad smell of the ashba. Vedino kol dover could say something. We treat this mamashek tzara. So you can't even have an eyesight. It can't be in front of you in eyesight. But let's say you know there's no tzoya, no miraglaim. You checked. It's still aser. For whom in a turn, this is the eraisa. This is the rule. Whenever there's a reach ra from something that's rotting and smelling bad, and we say the reach has a source, you stay away from it like tzaya. Because you have to have machach kodesh. Kolomar, if this bad smell comes into your machane, ain machane kodesh. Your machane is not kodesh, or else it's kodesh, and you can't say shema. That's why I use the language of rotting organic matter. So if it's a carcass of an animal that's rotting, we say that nevela mesrachas is no good, and certain animal waste is no good.
What about
and human body waste is no good. But the smell of a skunk is not the problem. That's like the itch, and that's like the smell of kerosene or turpentine or floor cleaner. They could clean a floor, it stinks, the ammonia smell, whatever it is, it's a horrible smell. You could dive in there, it's not a problem. It may stir your kavana. A newly painted room bothers some people. But it's not a halacha in hilchos brachos. Those chemical smells are not an issue. Se'iv tes. Yotza mimenu reich milamata. If a person passes gas, asur b'divrei Torah ad sheyich l'harech. So we cannot learn until the smell abates. V'im yotza mechavero, but if it's not from him but from someone else in the room, mutu b'divrei Torah, he could learn. Mishum d'yashuk, because otherwise it's impossible. Shatamidim kitzasim gersim tzasim yishenim afichim sech shenim. There are people who are learning, and there are others who are sleeping. And while they're sleeping, they pass gas, so we don't say the ones learning have to stop learning. Avalikros kriyishma also at sheikh levech, but to recite shema, or to daven, that's more strict. And for that, we say he has to wait until the smell goes away. Nishtabur sefkan lamet. Mutav edivei Torah, the chaver is allowed to learn Torah, mishum de reach ra she'en lo ikr hu asak lebonim, because we're dealing with the reach ra she'en lo ikr. This smell that accompanies the passing of gas is considered a reach ra, a bad smell, does not have a source, and therefore dealing with isdra bonim. The kachla gozu b'zeh, so the chamdu, we're not gozer on everyone else learning, rebitl terk, the ishul bitl terah, v'ayamagnefam. So the one who passes gas, he shouldn't learn until the smell passes, but anyone else can learn. Sifkan lam aleph, but it comes to kriyishma, likos kriyishma, ol levarach shum brach, or to make any brachas, then we're more strict. Sifkan lam beis asur ad, then it's us until the smell goes away. The ash, let's say, is lachutz v'likros, because he can go outside and he could daven somewhere else. V'kos v'li rabo, d'mirotza yochel l'harchik l'mokom shlo nishma shom harech v'day, v'in sorach dal amis. If he wants, he could distance himself to a place where he cannot hear the passing of the gas, and that's enough, and he doesn't need dal amis. Now, I looked at this long and hard. Is this a mixed verb? Should it have said that you can't smell the reich, and you don't need dal amis. You just need that I can't smell the reich. L'chor, that should fit in better. L'chor, what does that do with hearing the reich? You hear it, you don't hear it. Deku is smelling it. L'chor would read better if it would say that if he wants to march to a place where he can't smell the reich, that's enough. You don't have to dal amis from where the smell ends.